Pakistani troops backed by helicopter gunships killed about 43 militants today in attacks on hideouts in the northwestern Khyber Pass region. The Khyber Pass is a main route for supplies trucked from the Pakistani port of Karachi to Western forces battling al-Qaeda and Taliban militants in Afghanistan. The airstrikes took place as troops mopped up militant positions in the northwestern Swat Valley, where the military says over 2,000 fighters have been killed since an offensive was launched in April. Meanwhile, anti-Christian violence in Pakistan continues unabated. The latest attack, 2 days ago in Balochistan, killed 5 people. Religious leaders worldwide are appealing to the Pakistani government to protect and support minorities and take steps to repeal the blasphemy law, often at the root of violence. Imran McCarthy has this report.
It is a kind of apartheid, social, political, and judicial, against Christians living in Pakistan. Only 4% of the 170 million mostly Muslim population, they are the soft target for Islamic extremism, victims of premeditated and often devastating attacks. In August, in the village of Gorja in Punjab, 8 Christians were burned alive, among them 4 women and 2 children, falsely charged with blasphemy. On September 2nd, 2 gunmen opened fire in the town centre of Quetta, capital of Balochistan, killing 5 more Christians. A climate of terror and persecution pervades, as told by Father Iftikhar Moon, a Komboni priest from the Diocese of Faisalabad, who survived the tragic attack of August 1st.
Christians in Pakistan are afraid still because the terrorism is going on there. Some fanatic Muslims are there, some fundamental groups are there, which they are disturbing the image of Pakistan.
This week, the World Council of Churches became the latest global body to condemn the attacks and denounce the climate of terror in which the Christian minority lives, calling the Pakistani government to respect minorities and for the abolition of a law that has led to so much destruction and death. Father Iftikhar underlines that the victims of this law are not only Christians, but Muslims too.
Not only Christians and the minorities are worried about this law, but the Muslims are also worried about this law. And we have a great hope if they don't finish, at least they will have some changes and amendments.
I'm Imran McCarthy.